Welcome to Israel 18 News at 1 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. As the night unfolds, Israel experiences cool and comfortable weather across the region. In Jerusalem, the temperatures are pleasant, making it a perfect night for a stroll. Meanwhile, Tel Aviv remains mild and clear, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, a report from Walla suggests Prime Minister Netanyahu is actively working to block the American-Iranian agreement. This comes from reporting just under 2 hours ago. Also, Axios reports that J.D. Vance warns Israel not to oppose former President Trump on the Iran deal. He urges Israelis to recognize Trump as their only ally. This was reported 3 hours ago. Also this hour, according to Forward, President Trump announced that Iran would retain ballistic missiles under the deal, but nuclear weapons are off the table. This was previously reported this week. Separately, Australian Jewish News highlights criticism of Trump's Iran deal. Critics argue it rewards Tehran while neglecting key threats. This was reported from earlier today. And finally, I24NEWS_EN reports that Trump's Iran deal is drawing sharp reactions, with many questioning its implications. This comes from earlier reports today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago that Israel was not consulted on the agreement. He insists Israel must prioritize its own interests rather than appease others. Belaz News, commenting on a Channel 12 poll posted earlier today, that many Israelis are concerned about the U.S.-Iran deal. The poll shows a lack of trust in Trump to protect Israel's interests. Raylan Givens, a commentator, shared that recent conversations between Trump and Netanyahu focused on Hezbollah. He suggests this indicates a shift in Israel's primary concerns away from the Iran deal. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with Netanyahu's efforts to block the American-Iranian agreement. Walla reports that the Israeli Prime Minister is intensifying diplomatic efforts. This includes engaging with key allies to counter the potential ramifications of the deal. His actions underscore a significant regional tension affecting diplomatic relations with the United States. Turning to J.D. Vance's warning to Israel, Axios highlights the pressure on Israel not to oppose Trump. Vance's statement reflects growing international stakes and stresses the importance of diplomatic alliances. Israel faces a delicate balancing act between aligning with the U.S. administration and safeguarding its own security interests. Meanwhile, Forward's coverage of the Iran deal reveals that Trump's announcement allows Iran to keep ballistic missiles but not nuclear weapons. This decision has sparked debate over its long-term implications for regional stability. Critics worry that it might embolden Iran, impacting the security landscape. Separately, the Australian Jewish News sheds light on the widespread criticism of Trump's Iran deal. Detractors argue the deal could inadvertently strengthen Tehran without addressing core threats. This criticism reflects broader apprehension within the international community about the deal's effectiveness. And finally, I24NEWS_EN reports that the Iran deal's announcement has stirred significant debate. Many question its strategic wisdom and potential consequences. This ongoing discourse highlights the complexities of international agreements and their regional impacts. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that an Israeli hotel chain is suing a Houston boutique over the use of the King David Hotel name. The Israeli company claims trademark infringement, reflecting legal tensions in international business relationships. Separately, Globes reports that Quantum Source, a startup based in Nes Ziona, has been voted the favorite 2026 startup by its readers. The company is at the forefront of quantum computing, demonstrating Israel's growing impact in the tech industry. And finally, Times of Israel Tech reveals that Amdocs's chief marketing officer predicts a major shift in customer interactions. They stress the importance of AI agents in future customer service, highlighting technological advancements within Israeli enterprises. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.